This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Foreign countries on Sunday rushed to evacuate their nationals from battle-torn Sudan, where deadly fighting raged into a second week between forces loyal to two rival generals. As gunfire again echoed through Khartoum and fighter jets roared above, foreigners also fled the capital in a long United Nations convoy, while millions of frightened residents hunkered down inside their homes, many running low on water and food. Across the city of 5 million, army and paramilitary troops have fought ferocious street battles since April 15th, leaving behind charred tanks, gutted buildings and shops that have been looted and torched. U.S. President Joe Biden condemned the violence, saying it is, quote, unconscionable and it must stop. As war rages on between Russia and Ukraine on the front lines, a new war of technology has been born, with both sides hoping for an advantage with drones and satellites. The AP's Karen Chamas has more.
While the two sides have kept pace with one another so far, Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation, Mykhailo Fedorov, told the AP he was confident Ukraine could out-motivate Russia. Fedorov explained how crucial technology was for both sides in order to stay ahead in the war. Technologies allow traditional and modern artillery to be more accurate, and they help save the lives of our soldiers. He acknowledged that Russia was also aware of the importance of technology on the battlefield and was actively developing and improving its own. He said the Ukrainian government was planning investments in new technology projects to encourage further competition and innovation. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy, but says its stores and websites will remain open. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The move comes after the company, which has 360 Bed Bath & Beyonds and 120 Bye Bye Baby stores, failed to secure funds to stay afloat. It lists estimated assets and liabilities in the range of $1 billion and $10 billion and says they filed for bankruptcy to implement an orderly wind down of its businesses while conducting a limited marketing process to solicit interest in one or more sales of some or all of its assets. The company also says it intends to uphold commitments to customers, employees, and partners. I'm Julie Walker.
With the peak tourism season setting in, Greece is bracing for a record number of arrivals and is welcoming back Chinese tourists. The warm feelings follow a period of discontent due to COVID-19 pandemic restrictions placed on travelers from China for the past 3 years and other issues. Here's VOA's Anthi Karasava.
While groups of Chinese travelers are just starting to trickle in, Greece expects the number to surge through the summer, exceeding the roughly 200,000 who visited the country ahead of the COVID-19 pandemic. In recent months, a flurry of meetings between Greek and Chinese officials has helped ease visa restrictions. Tourism accounts for more than a quarter of Greece's economic earnings, and with forecasts predicting more than 30 million travelers this summer, business and officials here say that the Chinese return will help stoke the engines of this country's lackluster economy after a decade-long recession and the pandemic. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
Millions of people across the United Kingdom received an emergency alert on their mobile phones on Sunday as part of a test for a new national emergency alert system.
This is a test of emergency alerts, a new UK government service that will warn you if there's a life-threatening emergency nearby. In a real emergency, follow the instructions in the alert to keep yourself and others safe.
Phones sounded with a siren at 3 p.m. local time, which went off regardless of whether the devices were set to silent or not. Some people said they received the alert just before the scheduled time, while others said they never received a notification. The national system aims to warn the public if there is a danger to life nearby. It's modeled after similar programs in Canada, Japan, the Netherlands, and the United States. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.